This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think Rieger, who never lets things go, also added, why not?
Yeah.
And the response was, because I don't want to tell you.
Yeah, because I don't want to. Okay, Dad.
Iserman did have a little of a defiant dad vibe, right? We're like, yeah. Hey, you eat your vegetables and we're going to get the vacation. We're not taking any more breaks.
Why?
Don't ask why.
Don't ask why.
Don't ask why. Just trust I'm doing this right.
Mm-hmm.
There was a defiance to him. And from a media standpoint, we can play a bunch of audio. There's little subplots, him and Larkin sparring back and forth. Defiant, though, has to translate. Right? Defiant has to translate. It has to turn to results sooner rather than later. I thought the entire tone of that press conference was a little bit of him on the defensive, being a little defiant, some probing questions from the media. I think pertinent, fair questions from the media. Rieger's question's fair. If he doesn't want to get into it, fine. He doesn't have to get into it, but no and no was the response given. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Steve in Royal Oak. Steve, you're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. For me, it's kind of where the disconnect is with Iserman. Since he's been here, the goal has either been to get better or to make the playoffs. And have we really done either one of those in a content basis, so to speak? In the bit about St. Louis and Montreal, well, they didn't do anything and they made the playoffs. Well, we also didn't have a captain on our team that went to Iserman and said, don't bust this up like they did in Montreal. Granted, their captain players might be a little bit better. And as a group, they hung together. Unfortunately, with Larkin the last couple of weeks of the season, at the end of each game during the presser, he looked like a deer in the headlights. So the disconnect, I think, between him, whether it's him and Iserman or whatever it is, I mean, plus the fact that we just don't have the players to take it to that next level and we're having to wait the patience thing with draft picks and all that, that's all well and good. But how long are we going to wait? And where is the accountability of this all? That's my thoughts. So appreciate you, fellas.
Yeah. I think what's at the center of this is Larkin and Steve Iserman are kind of behind the scenes. They had a conversation. It's probably not that different than the conversations fans are having with themselves about this, right? Because Larkin is, I think, a little shell-shocked. You mentioned like deer in the headlights look, a lot of losing. It takes his toll. You do worry about the health of the organization when you keep losing. And it's a cry for help is what it is. And you can think less of Larkin as a person, player. It was a cry for help. Whether he was speaking just for himself, a couple guys, or the entire locker room, it's a cry for help. He needs to play better. Your stars need to drive your team. Iserman is also right. But there needs to be more from both of these men for this team to get to the next level as a hockey team. And he mentions the St. Louis thing. I think a ticket texter puts this so beautifully. Iserman seemed annoyed and insecure. I don't know why he brought up Montreal and St. Louis. It's just him saying, it says that all it proves is that they're better than you and they didn't need to make a move. Bottom line, two teams since 2017 haven't made the playoffs. It's the Wings and the Sabres, Tony and Macomb. I mean, him bringing it up was him trying to justify
not making a move.
Yeah, but it's him being defiant and defensive. Like, hey, before we get into this press conference, I have a 4-minute prepared statement about how I never said we were making the playoffs. I only said we'd compete, and we did. It's the players' fault that we fell short. Other teams didn't add, and they made it. So I'm trying to take as much heat off of me before we even get into this press conference. Was that not the opening statement?
I understand how you could take it that way, yes. And there's not many other ways that you could take it. I do think he admitted some shortcomings.
Yeah.
Throughout the course of it. So it wasn't like it was only the players. And I like the fact that, because what did we talk about in March? Where were the star players? Where were the offense coming from? Where was the 5-on-5? Where was the defense? And we talk about the goalies, but the best way to help a goalie is to have some defense. And there were so many shortcomings throughout the course of the season, but it was highlighted in March and early April.
So, you know, we all want to see like what changes the organization will make this summer. They did announce that they're switching their goalie coach and their video guy.
Right.
They don't make the playoffs next year. Which concession worker is going to get let go? You know what I mean? Like higher level stuff is, I think, what I'm asking for. And I think fans are asking for at this point.
Yes.
I deserve that one.
Yes.
Really, I thought I'd get a few more at this point. 20 minutes into a Red Wing conversation.
Oh, you're doing so well.
Thank you. Ticket Sector says, how would you like to be a player after Iserman's comments? What kind of leader blames his players?
Well, I didn't see it as player. From somebody that's been in a locker room, I took that as I better step up or they're going to make some changes. You've got to have an introspective look when the season is over. Yes, there are a lot of things that go on as to why a team didn't reach its goal. And for right now, that goal is making the playoffs. You have to look inside and say, what could I have done? And I think Steve Yzerman does that. I don't think he sits there and says, it's everybody else and not me.
No, and I'll tell you this story. It's buddy in Tampa texted me. Yzerman used to be down in Tampa, and this guy covers the Lightning. And he texted me out of the blue last Friday. And he said, hey, you might find this interesting. Steve Yzerman's at, I don't know if it was Friday night, whatever the night, game two of the Tampa-Florida Panthers game. He goes, Steve Yzerman's at this hockey game with a press credential. And normally when he comes back to town, he's chummy and he's chatting people up. He is feverishly writing notes all by himself, locked in, dialed in. Look, if he's going to channel the defiance into, I'm going to work twice as hard, I'm going to leave no stone unturned, I'm doing everything I can, that's the stuff I want to know.
Right.
And we're not always going to know that stuff, but it was just an interesting little look into, maybe he always, you know, scribbles notes feverishly, but he didn't come out in the intermission and chat people up. He was like man on a mission at this playoff game, probably scouting potential free agents. You know, you have pro scouts, but if Steve's going, you know what, they're learning on the job, I need to pick up more slack, I'm going to work twice as hard, that's the stuff I need the defiance to turn into, is,
well,
I'm going to double down on myself and my process, and I'm going to give you the results this city deserves.
And he should, because, yeah, we can talk about the pro scouting, we could talk about the, you know, amateur or college scouting, whatever. All arrows point to Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
This is his front office. This is everything is, those were hired by Steve Yzerman. They stay in place or they're removed by Steve Yzerman. But all arrows point to Steve Yzerman. So if he's going to be the guy that's going to take all of the bullets, then you better be boots on the ground.
Yeah, and I don't think he minds taking the bullets. And I don't mind him fighting back to a degree yesterday. Because I side with him on the Larkin thing. I do. The captain of the team shouldn't be saying what he said after the season about needing help and a cry for help. That sounds weak to me.
It is weak, but he's been put in a weak position by his organization.
To a degree, but I also know that I just don't think that's a move by a leader. I don't. And what we have here, the big picture, what we have here right now is the alleged best player on the team, the captain of the team, is sparring back and forth with the general manager and even the head coach to a degree. McClellan called out Larkin 3 to 4 games after the Four Nations.
He didn't respond.
Right, and he didn't. And maybe that I speculated, you guys, when we're talking off the air, maybe the team was, with McClellan and Yzerman, like, well, you should have done more. We saw what you did at the Four Nations, and where's that here?
Yeah.
Well, is that because he's with all these other good players? See, it just comes to the point where it's what everybody points out a lot of times. He's a second-line center. That's how he performed. I mean, it's just the truth. And Yzerman's asking them, they paid him top-line money, and he didn't give them that. I mean, these are all facts.
I'm not mad at Yzerman barking back at him. I have no issue with the healthy, and that's why I stress it needs to be healthy. They had their private conversation that Yzerman did not want to divulge. that need. I hope that they didn't skirt around anything. I hope they were bearing their souls in that conversation. I hope Larkin told him how he really feels about the roster and didn't couch any of the statements. And I hope Iserman told him in no uncertain terms how it's going to be. And they need to get on the same page.
Well, that would be the healthiest outcome.
Yeah, there are certain things as a player that you need to be, as a captain, that you need to be able to have and say to your general manager. Other things that are a little bit off limits. So I'm hoping that they respect each other's professionalism and limits, but there are certainly things that need to be said from the team. That's part of wearing that C. And no one should understand that more than Steve Iserman.
Makes all the sense in the world. We've got open lines. We'll get Heather's news in the mix coming up in the next couple minutes here. We still have time if you want to weigh in, though. How you feel after listening to some of Steve Iserman, if you watched that press conference live, we carried 20-plus minutes of it live on the station yesterday. I took it as a defiant tone, as a guy who is defensive of the job he's done and believes if they just keep doing it this way, it will work. If that inspired you, great. If you're left wanting more, you can fill in that blank on the phones. 248-539-9797.